Welcome to Art Talk Live. I'm your host, Julia Noyes, from the Noyes Art Gallery. I'm interviewing artists for your listening pleasure. Haven't you ever wondered why artists do what they do or what inspires them? So here we are, live, to give you the inside scoop.
Welcome to Art Talk Live. This is Lynette Fast, and I'm in the Noyes Art Gallery podcast studio. We record every second Friday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. to bring you these podcasts about the life of artists, the work of artists, what artists do, what's it take to be an artist, how do artists think, all the stuff. We are very excited to share that with you and to share those experiences. So this is a fun podcast to do, and I very much enjoy learning about everybody's life and how they come about with a career like this. I have a very new artist with me today who's actually going to be a guest in our gallery here at 119 South 9th Street, Noyes Art Gallery, in April of 2024. I have discovered that I actually came across Maya Miller about 2 years ago and didn't even realize it. And she has been a part of the Lincoln art scene for actually her whole life, it sounds like, thanks to her grandparents. So let's listen in as Maya Miller tells us a little bit about herself and learn about her new journey in this art world in Lincoln, Nebraska. Welcome, Maya.
Well, thanks for having me on. I'm really excited to be here.
Great to have you. Yes. It's so nice to visit with new and upcoming artists, and you have a lot of experience with working in galleries as far as at the university and experience with a lot of things that way. Let's go back, though, first and have you share the first time you remember thinking of yourself as an artist.
Oh, wow. Well, I think that I've thought of myself as an artist for almost my whole life. I think that, like I said, my grandparents were really influential in kind of pushing me to do art and to enjoy doing art. I remember when I was just a little kid, I would sit in my grandparents' basement on their art desk or their art area, and my grandpa built these big shelves and filled them with just full of different art materials, and I would do polymer clay and painting, and he bought a bunch of different pens for me to use, and it was just great. And just exploring art as a child and creating whatever I wanted was just a lovely way to grow up. And ever since then, I've been doing lots of art classes. I did lots of art in high school. I was very involved with the art community in my high school, and then have continued to be involved in the art community at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln, which is where I'm attending right now. I'm a senior. I'm going to be graduating in December of 24, so one more semester for me. And right now I have a double major in art with an emphasis in ceramics, but I'm also an education major with an emphasis in math. So it's kind of two different worlds that I live in. And next semester, I'm going to be doing my student teaching, which is going to be the final step. And then I will graduate and go out into the world as an artist / teacher.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Well, I'm not sure if you know this. That was my path.
Oh.
Not math. No. Not math.
Not math.
However, I can do my income taxes. But that's as far as it goes. But I was an art educator here in Lincoln for 30 years.
And so, where did you teach?
Well, this is about you, but I did teach in elementary, middle, and high school. I had a K-12 endorsement. So, what I guess I wanted to mention is your history sounds very similar, and that passion for art is, you know, it was developed very early, and you have had very supportive adults around you through your childhood to help you realize that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
For sure.
Were your grandparents artists then?
My grandpa likes to dabble in art. He's developed a really kind of severe tremor in his hands, so unfortunately he can't really draw that much anymore. But he used to create these really cool kind of comic book illustrations with little sayings. He worked at a job where he just answered phones a lot of the day, and so he would just sit there and draw. And I always loved to look at his art, but he's more of a writer now, which is just a different way to create art, I would say, and he's working on making some poems right now. So he's always been very creative, and I would have to say that all the rest of the adults in my life have just been very supportive of my art, and always come to the art shows that I'm in or the Clay Club sale at the end of the year for UNL. So it's I've just grown up really lucky with lots of people who love and support me and my art.
Yeah. They saw it early in you.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, as a university student, what did the university learning environment, what did that academic kind of environment do to evolve your ideas in art?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I think that something, being at the university, I actually had never done a formal pottery class before, and I took my first pottery class, a hand-building class, my sophomore year, and I just really fell in love with working with clay and creating functional vessels, and I think just being around other people who feel that art is can be a very serious and inspirational and educational experience, as rather than just a hobby, I think has really inspired me to think about pursuing art in my future. I obviously love to teach as well, but continuing to do art as something that I can use to express myself and to create objects that can go out into the world that other people can use and find joy from is really important to me. And I've just loved being at the university, learning from the professors and the graduate students there. They've taught me just a lot about looking at the history of ceramics and other art forms and using that to inspire contemporary art. And also being in these other forms of classes, these math classes, it's just a very different world. But I would say it's very important to surround yourself with a variety of people. And I think that I still would have a really great experience if I'm only an art student. But I met a lot of different people being an education and a math student, that it's great to hear their different perspectives about life and about art, and just get to know as many people as I can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What diverse worlds you place yourself in.
Yes.
Yeah. And you do want to be a math educator. Yes. And your idea, your goals now are to move on, get a teaching, finish your degree.
Yes.
And then get a teaching job here around Lincoln.
Yes. Yeah. I plan to teach in LPS and stay here. My family lives here and I'd like to be around them still. And I just really love Lincoln. I have, you know, traveled other places and I just always feel like Lincoln is my home and that I love coming back here. And I love, you know, being in the art community in Lincoln through the university and just going to First Fridays. I've met a lot of different people in the art community and I think it's, you know, it's growing and it's a really supportive group. And especially, I can't speak for other areas, but especially in ceramics, I've found a real, real great community of really supportive and kind people. So
indeed.
Yeah.
Good deal. So how do you see your ceramics and your pottery fitting into your lifestyle as a teacher?
Yeah, that's something I've thought a lot about recently. And I ideally, my next goal is to try to buy a house. And it's going to be a couple years in the making, I think. But I'd love to create a little studio that I can work in. And I own a wheel right now. I bought a wheel. And then I know a lot of people in the community who have kilns and will hopefully be able to kind of exchange something, work or keeping up a studio or teaching classes to be able to fire my work until maybe someday I can get my own kiln. But like I was mentioning to you earlier, I also teach some classes at the Lux as an instructor there. And so I also see myself potentially using their studio space in the interim of me trying to find my own permanent area to be in.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
So you really have this big horizon ahead of you. And it sounds like you get through December of 2024.
Yes.
You are ready just to explode your whole world there and take off.
It's very scary.
Yeah. Well, you're like a rocket ship ready to go.
I'm very determined. Yes.
Yeah.
I know teaching is a very demanding career, and I've seen that firsthand from other teachers I know. But you also do get a substantial break, you know, of summer break and winter break. And I'm hoping that I'm just a person that really likes to be busy. I don't really like to be idle and just have free days with nothing to do. I like to schedule myself and plan things. And, I see ceramics and continuing to do other art as well, just as a way to continue to be happy and to create and to fill my time with things that I enjoy doing.
Yeah. Fulfill that creative spirit there.
Yes.
Inside.
I'm just a much happier, pleasant person when I've been doing art.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's great to hear.
Yes.
I can relate.
Yeah.
Very good. Well, you have an opportunity coming up here at Noyes Gallery.
I do.
In April of 2024.
Yes. Dana Clements, who I met at UNL, has invited me to be one of the guest artists in the Focus Gallery at the Noyes. And I'm very excited. The show is spring themed, which I think fits really well with my work. Currently, I'm creating a body of work that's made out of porcelain. And I take colored clay, and it's called slip, and I apply it to the porcelain. And usually it's like a dark color on top of the white porcelain, and then I take a tool and I carve into it to create designs. A lot of my work is very floral. I've also started using influences from my own childhood and my childhood home to create very personal pieces to me as well. And I love to create work that people can take home and use. I think there's such an experience of being able to use handmade pottery in your everyday life. It's very intimate to hold something and to drink or eat out of something that another person has poured so much of their soul into. And I think I love having art on my walls, but I love being able to hold and use art as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope that everyone's able to come join us. It's April 5th from 6 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. And I'll be there if you'd like to say hi, and I'd love to show everyone some of the new work that I've been doing.
Fabulous. We'll be open also Tuesdays through Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., and you can come in at any time during the month of April. That work will be available, and it is for sale, and it sounds like you're going to make mostly utilitarian types of objects that people can have in their home and use every day.
Yes. Yeah. I've got, I'm going to have some mugs. I've got some flower shaped plates, which I find to be very special. And a lot of my pieces are very heavy on, surface design. So if you like, to use something that has a lot of color, or has some kind of an intricate carved design, definitely come take a look at my my pieces. I'll probably also have some bowls. I'm working on some smaller cups that might be used for a variety of beverages as well.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Sounds like a great variety. Lots of options for us. And
yes.
Porcelain means that it's dishwasher safe. And
it is. It's dishwasher and microwave safe. I always do enjoy hand washing things just so I get to experience touching them. However, I put all my plates and bowls and cups in the dishwasher, and they're just fine as well.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Maya, I really appreciate your time, and I'm excited to see your work in April at Noya's Art Gallery.
I'm excited to be here. Good. It's been nice to talk to you.
Great. Thank you. Well, this is Lynette Fast, and please join us again for another episode of Art Talk Live. And remember, you can always come in and see all of the artist's work at 119 South 9th Street.
This is Julia Noyes from the Noyes Art Gallery, and this has been Art Talk Live. I want to especially thank Lila Cho for her original violin composition that she did special for us. Tune in again. We'll be looking for you.